Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
You know, there are graveyards, and then there are places like this. Tucked away in the quiet town of Easton, Connecticut, just off a winding stretch of Stepney Road, sits a cemetery so steeped in legend. It's become ground zero for ghost hunters and thrill seekers from all across the country. But we're not talking about vague whispers or shadowy folklore tonight. No, we're talking about something seen. Witnesses, including firefighters, police officers, and even paranormal royalty, Ed and Lorraine Warren, have all sworn to encountering the same thing. A woman dressed in white, glowing faintly, hovering just beyond the edge of the living. She's been blamed for car accidents, captured in blurry photos, and even, if you believe the stories, recorded on video. They call her the Lady in White, and Union Cemetery is her kingdom. But what makes this place so notorious? Is it the chilling consistency in the reports? The fact that so many people who've never met describe the same ghostly woman? Or is it something else? Something deeper that makes this patch of land feel different the moment you set foot on it? Tonight, we'll trace the roots of the legend, explore what investigators have uncovered, and ask whether the Lady in White is a trapped soul or simply a trick of the mind. One thing's for sure. By the time we're done, you'll never look at a dark country road the same way again. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Nestled in the sleepy town of Easton, Connecticut, Union Cemetery seems at first glance like any other burial ground. Iron gates creak in the breeze, weather-worn headstones tilt from centuries of frost and sun, and the sound of passing cars is muffled beneath a thick veil of trees. But beneath the moss and silence lies a past that refuses to stay buried. Established in the 1700s, Union Cemetery has existed for over 400 years. It was created to serve the spiritual and memorial needs of the early colonial settlers in the region. Easton itself was formed from portions of neighboring towns, Reading and Weston, and like many New England towns, its roots are entangled with war, plague, and the religious fervor of the era. Those early families buried their dead in places like Union Cemetery, not knowing their loved one's final resting place would someday become one of the most infamous paranormal sites in the country. The town around it grew slowly, and while other cemeteries were expanded or forgotten, Union Cemetery endured. Located directly on Stepney Road, it sat in quiet watch over a winding path traveled by generations. Just across the way sits Stepney Baptist Church, built in the 1800s and still standing. That church, too, has its own whispers of ghostly footsteps and voices in empty pews. But Union Cemetery is the crown jewel of unease. By the late 20th century, reports of strange activity began to trickle in. Locals started talking, quietly at first, about figures in white, flickering lights, and the sound of sobbing with no one in sight. What began as hearsay gained national attention when famed paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren took notice. Their reputation was already larger than life, documenting cases like the Amityville Horror and the Perrin family hauntings that would later inspire the Conjuring franchise. But for Ed Warren, Union Cemetery was different. It was personal. He claimed to have captured video evidence of a ghostly woman, the so-called White Lady, gliding through the graveyard, It wasn't a blurry shape or a strange shadow. According to him, it was a full-bodied apparition, a woman in white appearing and disappearing without a sound. In his 1992 book, Graveyard, Ed Warren recounted years of late-night stakeouts and bone-chilling encounters at Union Cemetery. He described her as having long dark hair, wearing a white nightgown or wedding dress, and moving without touching the ground. She would sometimes appear in the road, forcing cars to swerve, and then vanish. Of course, the Warren's involvement brought media attention, curious thrill-seekers, and, inevitably, skeptics. But the stories didn't go away. Local police were called on more than one occasion due to panicked drivers claiming they'd just hit someone, only to find nothing there. Firefighters and even members of the clergy have privately admitted to seeing something they couldn't explain. And unlike many ghost stories passed from generation to generation, these weren't tales from the past. They were happening now. But before we dive into the accounts of the White Lady herself, it's important to ask, what could make a place like this feel so haunted? For starters, Union Cemetery's location plays a role. The geography surrounding the cemetery includes dense woods, swampy patches. In the early mornings and after dusk, thick mist clings to the gravestones and creates an illusion of movement. Light pollution is minimal, and with only moonlight filtering through the trees, shadows stretch in strange ways. Then there's the psychological component, what some call legend tripping. Once a place has a reputation, visitors tend to see what they expect to see. Our brains are meaning-making machines. When you enter a cemetery already primed with tales of a glowing woman, every flicker of light or distant sound is filtered through that lens. It's not dishonesty. It's perception. There's also the phenomenon of pareidolia, the tendency of the human brain to assign meaning to random patterns. Think of seeing faces in clouds or hearing voices in white noise. In a graveyard filled with flickering light, irregular headstones, and the occasional crunch of dry leaves, pareidolia can make a small detail feel like a full-blown haunting. Yet there's something about Union Cemetery that defies these explanations. Multiple eyewitnesses have described the same features, down to the dress, the hair, even the way the lady in white appears to float. Some have seen her alone in the cemetery, others on the road. But the timing is eerily consistent between midnight and 3 a.m., the so-called witching hour. Ed Warren was so convinced of the cemetery's activity that he and Lorraine once refused to enter it at night without protection. He carried a crucifix, a vial of holy water, and a rosary. Lorraine, a clairvoyant, claimed she could feel the presence of multiple spirits within the gates, and one in particular that radiated sorrow so intense it brought her to tears. What was the source of that sorrow? That's one of the many unanswered questions. In trying to pin down the identity of the White Lady, some have combed through local death records and legends. One theory links her to a woman who died during childbirth in the 1800s, buried in an unmarked grave. Another points to a murder victim whose case was never solved. But the truth is, there's no official connection between any known historical figure and the apparition so many claim to see. Which brings us back to the original question. Is it possible that generations of people are misinterpreting natural elements and shared folklore? Or is this cemetery truly a window into something beyond? If you stand at the edge of Stepney Road just after midnight, the silence is almost unsettling. The wind moves gently through the trees. Headlights from the occasional passing car cut across the stones, momentarily turning shadows into silhouettes. And that's when many say, she appears. The Lady in White isn't just a name whispered by kids on a dare. She's been described in police reports. More than a few drivers have called 911 in a panic, convinced they've struck a pedestrian. But when first responders arrive, there's no one there. No blood, no body, no signs of impact. Just the driver trembling, sometimes crying, unable to explain why they're so sure. One of the most chilling accounts came from a firefighter off duty and heading home late one foggy night. He told his colleagues that a pale woman in white appeared directly in the road ahead. Her face was emotionless, her dress glowing as if lit from within. He slammed on the brakes, swerved, and nearly hit a tree. When he got out, No one. Nothing. But he was so certain she was real, he refused to drive that stretch of road at night ever again. Others tell similar stories. There's rarely sound when she appears. Some say it's like time slows, as if reality itself hiccups. People describe a coldness in the air and a sense that something, someone is watching. The reports almost always include three details: long black hair, a flowing white dress, and a blank, almost mournful expression. So why is she always described the same way? That's where Ed Warren's infamous video comes into play. While never officially released to the public, Warren insisted he captured the white lady on tape during one of his many late-night investigations. He described the footage in vivid detail, a translucent figure gliding between headstones, pausing briefly before vanishing. The tape was shown to select audiences at lectures and seminars, but to this day, no high-resolution, verifiable copy has ever surfaced. It's become something of a paranormal, urban legend in itself, a ghost, if you will. Beyond that elusive tape, modern paranormal investigators have brought digital tools into the cemetery: infrared cameras, motion detectors, electromagnetic field meters, and EVP recorders. And they haven't come away empty-handed. Some have captured strange audio, unexplained whispers, a woman weeping faintly, or even, in one disturbing instance, a voice calmly saying, "Get out." Others have recorded sudden drops in temperature by as much as 15 degrees in specific parts of the graveyard. One group claims their motion-activated camera turned on in an empty section and recorded a flickering orb of light that moved against the wind. Still, skeptics argue these could be nothing more than bugs, equipment glitches, or interference from nearby electrical sources. But when dozens of investigators, often working independently, report similar results, well, the conversation gets more complicated. One of the most compelling and terrifying incidents came in 2009. A man visiting the cemetery alone claimed he saw the lady in white, not in the distance, but standing just feet from him. According to his account, she didn't vanish or fade. She turned, looked directly at him, and opened her mouth as if to speak. He ran. He later said he felt like she wanted something, but didn't know what. Others have had less intense, but no less disturbing encounters. Some describe hearing footsteps behind them in the gravel, only to turn and find no one there. One woman said she felt a hand brush her hair, even though she was alone. Another visitor fainted near a specific gravestone and later said she'd felt overwhelming sadness, as if someone else's grief had poured into her. The behavior of electronic equipment in the cemetery is equally baffling. Phones lose battery power rapidly. Cameras malfunction. Even seasoned investigators admit that devices they rely on everywhere else become unreliable here. One group documented their fully charged infrared camcorder draining to zero in under 2 minutes, with no footage captured. So what's happening here? Some believe the white lady is a residual haunting, a sort of psychic imprint replaying over and over, triggered by atmospheric or emotional conditions. This would explain why she appears in the same area, wearing the same thing, and often without interacting with witnesses. But others suggest something intelligent, a spirit that responds to its environment, perhaps seeking something or someone. The mournful expressions, the recurring road appearances, they point to a ghost with intent. A woman searching for a child she lost, perhaps. A victim seeking justice. No one knows for sure, and no official record ties any individual to the lady in white. And then there are those who say, maybe she isn't one spirit at all. Maybe Union Cemetery is layered with energy, some of it ancient, some of it recent. Maybe the lady is simply the most visible, the most dramatic, but not the only presence. Because it's not just her. Some investigators have reported shadowy figures darting between trees. Strange lights have been seen hovering above gravestones. One man described seeing a small child peering out from behind a monument, only to realize the grave beside it belonged to a boy who died over a century ago. And yet, for all the mystery, Union Cemetery is still in use, Families still bury their loved ones here. Locals still walk its paths during the day. And every night, long after the last mourner has left, the legends wait just below the surface. What compels so many to return, to risk the chill, the fear, and the unknown? Maybe it's the hope of seeing something beyond explanation. Or maybe it's the same reason we tell ghost stories in the dark. Because some part of us wants to believe there's more than just earth beneath our feet. Whatever the truth may be, Union Cemetery remains one of the most documented, most visited, and most unsettling graveyards in America. And as long as the lady in white continues to walk that narrow road, the line between the living and the dead will stay dangerously thin. So what is it about Union Cemetery? Is it the layers of history stretching back to the 1700s that seem to saturate the ground with a kind of psychic residue? Is it the quiet loneliness of a forgotten New England road? Or is it the steady drumbeat of eyewitness reports, so many of them eerily similar, year after year, that gives the place its reputation? We've heard from firefighters, cops, investigators, and everyday folks who swear they've encountered something they couldn't explain. A woman in white, a face with no eyes, a whisper in the dark. Whether they stumbled onto a portal to the afterlife or just into a particularly well-timed fog bank, that's up for debate. And now, could it all be environmental? Absolutely. Fog, headlights, shadows, and the natural acoustics of the area can do strange things to the senses. Add in the power of suggestion, especially in a place made famous by Ed and Lorraine Warren, and the stage is set for the mind to play tricks. Confirmation bias, pareidolia, hypnagogic hallucinations, they all could explain a piece of the puzzle. But here's the problem with that theory. Not all these witnesses are suggestible thrill seekers. Not all of them came looking for a ghost. Some were just passing through. And what they saw, or thought they saw, stayed with them for the rest of their lives. And maybe that's the scariest part. Because Union Cemetery challenges us to accept that even in a world of logic, science, and smartphones, there are still places where the rules seem to break down. Whether it's a phantom bride, a wandering spirit, or simply the echo of grief etched into the land, we may never truly know. But if you ever find yourself driving through Easton, Connecticut just after midnight, maybe slow down when you hit Stepney Road, just in case. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics. That means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly, perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.